playlist, actually. You are listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman. And right now we are talking to Julie Taylor about the Australian and New Zealand Association of Bell Ringers. It is a coming together of bell ringers from across Australia and New Zealand to practice and celebrate the art of change ringing, which is a distinct style of bell ringing. Julie, welcome.
Thank you very much, Beck.
I'm so happy to have you here. I'm so happy to learn about what change ringing is as distinct from other kinds of bell ringing. But first, tell me how you got into ringing the bells.
Well, about 17 years ago, I saw an advertisement for a bell ringing course at the Bell Tower. And I like things that are a little bit different. And I saw that and I thought, well, I'll give that a go. I had no idea what I was getting into. And here we are, 17 years later.
Completely hooked. What was that first lesson like when you walked in?
It was a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be. As I said, I didn't really know what I was getting into. I'd seen a bit of bell ringing on TV. Needed a lot of coordination, concentration, but it all comes together, and that's very rewarding when it does.
I kind of think of it as a very physical, non-vocal choir.
That's exactly it, yeah. It's a lot of low-impact exercise. Always ring with a group of people. You can ring a bell on your own, but you won't make any music that way. Mm-hmm. So when you get together with a group of other ringers, and a group of ringers is called a band, that's when you can make bell music together. We call those methods.
I'm just stuck on the very beautiful and very cheesy metaphor of you can ring the bell on your own, but you're not going to make any music unless you're with other people. That's beautiful. And how is it, obviously you got to meet these other people, is there a very collegial kind of friendship among bell ringers, or is it more just be quiet and ring the bells?
It is very much a social activity. It's a hobby, basically. It has an element of service attached to it, ringing for special civic occasions and so on. But we're a club. We get together and we ring bells together, and there's a social element to it. And then if you go interstate for holiday, for example, you can get in contact with a local tower in advance and say, I'm coming, may I come and ring with you? And they'll say, yes, of course. You go overseas, USA, UK, wherever it is. Can I come and ring with you? Of course you can. Very welcome. So there's an amazing worldwide camaraderie.
Yeah, am I gonna be welcoming some of those bell ringers to WA next weekend?
Yes.
So what is change ringing as a form of bell ringing?
It can be a little bit difficult to explain, but if you can imagine six bells and they ring in order from one to six. In change ringing, the ringers don't move, they stay in the one position and they stay on their one bell, but the order that the bells ring in changes. So you would start off with, for example, the lightest bell to the heaviest bell, or lightest note to the deepest note, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then when you start ringing, the order changes. So, for example, it could then be 2, 1, 4, 3, 5, 6.
So this is what you're telling me earlier, is that you don't have to know how to read music to play the bells, but you do, you have to know your numbers.
You have to know numbers. You have to be able to count, say, from 1 to 8. And our music, if we can call it that, methods, are rows of numbers written out. And then you can draw a line through all those rows, which shows you the pattern that your bell is going to follow. And that's how the music's created.
Are there bell music composers then?
Yes, there are. There's very much a subculture who are into composition, who are looking for new methods to write, and then we'll get a band together and go and ring them. And then once it's been rung, they can list that as a new method.
I just my mind is blown by what I have learnt this morning. So what compositions will we be hearing next weekend across Bridgetown, Bunbury, York, Perth?
There'll be quite a range. The towers that we're ringing at range between a 6-bell tower and a 16-bell tower. The 16-bell tower is, of course, the bell tower. So the methods that are rung will depend on how many bells are being rung, but they have quite old, obscure names, things like Plain Bob, Grancer, Stedman, a whole group of methods that are called surprise methods.
So every bell's given a name?
Every method's
given a name, but the bells don't have names.
Some of them do have names.
Okay. Yes. So the range of methods that you're going to be using next weekend
will range from things like Plain Bob and Grancer, which are some of the first methods that people learn to ring. And then we'll have the top ringers who are coming will ring things like Cambridge Surprise Maximus.
Oh, my gosh. I would join just for the names. What makes you a top ringer?
An excellent sense of rhythm, very good listening skills, and good handling skills. Because a change ringing bell is many hundreds of kilos, and you have to learn how to control that bell. And that's just about technique, not about brute strength. So if you can bring together rhythm, listening, technique, and of course a good memory and concentration skills, then, and lots of practice, then top ringer.
So I imagine with the festival, if you want to listen to the bell, you're going to hear these bells, right?
Yes.
So it's not like a concert where you're going to go and buy a ticket and sit down to listen to the bells. You're going to hear them if you're in the vicinity. So how do people kind of know where to go, and how do people express their appreciation to the bell ringers?
There is a schedule of ringing that we're putting together that will be available on the ANZAB website, Australian and New Zealand Association of Bell Ringers. So that's anzab.org.au. I'll also put it on the Bell Tower Ringers website, which is belltowerringers.asn.au. Mm-hmm. If people would like to come down and listen, best way to show their appreciation is to ask some questions. Spot a bell ringer, because we'll all be wearing bell ringing t-shirts and have a little festival badge on. Mm-hmm. Just come up, say hello, ask some questions.
Ask them the name of the Cambridge Maximus.
Yes.
Track.
And then go home and find it on YouTube and listen to it again.
Julie, that sounds absolutely delightful. I am looking forward to hearing those bells being rung next weekend. And it sounds like bell ringing courses at the bell tower is something that people should watch out for.
We had one recently. Well, we had two. Six people per tour, per course, and a couple of people are learning to ring now. So we do have them from time to time.
People should keep an eye out. That's the Australian and New Zealand Association of Bell Ringers. There's a festival happening next weekend. You can hear the bells being rung, and you can ask a bunch of questions, meet some bell ringers, find out about the art of change ringing. Julie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Tell you. sinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands, stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
my eyes, 'cause I can see into your mind. Look into my eyes.
Beats.